Daher mir nachher bei Dave müssen, hey, Pigo bekäume, beloba Levina. A Levina, beloba kann. If when the Kohen was master of the Kohen to the Mincha, he had a Machshavet Chutzos Manu, he had a Machshavet that he was going to eat from the Shrine of the Mincha the next day. But he did not have a Machshavet Tzul when he was master of the Levina of that Mincha. Or vice versa, when he was master of the Levina of the Mincha, he had a Machshavet Chutzos Manu that he was going to eat from the Shrine the next day. But he did not have a Machshavet Tzul when he was master of the Kohen to the Mincha. Rabbi Meir, I'm Rabbi Tigo, B'chayav and Olav Karz. Rabbi Meir said, the Mincha is Tigo under the Chi of Karz for eating from the Shirayim of the Mincha. Even though both the Akhtaris Kermit and Akhtaris Levina is what is master, the Kohanim to eat from the Shirayim. If the Kohen was only master one of the two, the Kohanim cannot yet eat from the Shirayim. Even so, a Machshavet Tzul by the Akhtar of only one of them would make the Mincha into Tigo. The Chachamim Maimrim in Bokarez Achiyafago es Kalamata. Chachamim said, there is no Chi of Karez for eating from the Shirayim of the Mincha unless you would Mefago the entire Matra. As the Kaimis together with the Levina is considered the entire Matra, since you need to be Matra both of them in order to eat the Mincha. And the Chachamim holds, Ein Mefago and Bechati Matra. If you had a Machshavet Chutzos Manu of only half of the Matra, by only the Kaimis and not the Levina or vice versa, that would not make the Mincha into Pigo. Umayne Chachamim Rabbi Meir, the Mincha is Chaitim. But the Mincha is Pnoz, Shem Pigo Bakaimet, Shehu Pigo, Bechayav and Alav Kart. Shakaimet Hu Amata. The Chachamim do agree with Rabbi Meir. By a Mincha is Chaitim. A Mincha which is brought for a Chayt, the Chayt of Tumat Mikdash, Hu Kedasha. Somebody who entered the Beit HaMikdash in a state of Tumah or ate Kaidesh or ate Barker from a Korba in a state of Tumah has to bring a mincha they cannot afford to bring otos or behem. And by a mincha's knows a mincha's zaita, the chacham hold that in this case, if your mafaga by the Akhtaris Kaimet, you had a Machshavet Chutzos Manu, by the Akhtaris Kaimet, that the mincha would be pigo and there would be a chi of karet for eating from the shirayim, because the Kaimet, in this case, the entire matter, Levina, is not put on a mincha's chayte and a mincha's knows. So when there's a Machshavet Chutzos Manu, by the Akhtaris Kaimet, he's being mafago on the entire matter, so therefore there would be a chi of karis in this case, even according to the chacham. And by other minchas, in which the chacham said that ain't mafagoin b'chati matter, he had a machshavet chutzos manu by only chati of the matter, that the mincha is not pigo, but they do agree that the mincha is pasul gzera mishum minchas chayti and minchas knos. They pasul by other minchas if there's a machshavet only by the kaimet, it's a gzera since by mincha chayti and mincha knos, a machshava by the kaimet make the mincha into pigo. So by the mincha, it's also midarabana. They passel the mincha if there's a machshava only by the kaimet, but the mincha would not be pigo. Shachet echad min akbasim lechol shtei chalos l'macha. Hikter echad min abezichim lechol shnei starim l'macha. If one of the two kbasim that is brought in atzeret together with the shtei alecha, with nishcha, with the machshava chutzos manu that he was going to eat the shtei alecha the next day after the light of time for the shtei alecha. This is a case of being mafago b'chati matir, as the two kvasim together are what is matir the kohanim to eat the shtei alecha. And he had a machshavet chutzos manu by only one of them. Or the kohen was matir one of the bezichim of levona, which is put on the starim of lechem upon it with the machshavet chutzos manu. Is going to eat the two starim or lachem apanim the next day. This again is a case of being mafago b'chati matir, as a haktara of both bezichim or levona is what is matir the kohanim to eat the lachem apanim. Rabbi Meir Omer Pigo the chayav and olav karz. Rabbi Meir says that in this case, even though he was mafago by only chesi matir, the shtei lachem and the lachem apanim are pigo under the chiyuv karz for eating them. As Rabbi Meir said earlier, even though there was a Machshavet Chutzos Manu, but only Chesi Matir, it becomes Pigo. But Chacham Maimrim ain't Pigo, Achi Yafago is Kol Matir. Chacham say, it's not considered Pigo until his Mefago the entire Matir, until he had a Machshavet Chutzos Manu by the Akhtara, both the Zichim or Levona, or by the Shkita, both Basim, as Chacham said earlier, that ain't Mefago and Bechati Matir. Shachar Echab and Akbasim, Lecha mi menu lamacha. Hu pigo bechaveru kashim. If one of the two kvasim that is brought in atzeres was nishcha, adas, deep from the basar of that keves, chutzlis mano, the next day. In such a case, that keves is pigul under the chiyuv kari for eating from the basar of that keves, but the other keves is kosher. Since its mashava is only on the basar of that keves, only the basar of that keves is pigul. Lechol mechaveiro lemachar, shneim kshir. But if his mashava was, when he sat there, one of the kvasim, that he was going to eat the other keves chutzlis mano, in such a case, neither one of the kvasim is pigul. They are both kosher, as we have a klal, ein matir, mefagol matir. Both of these kvasim are considered a matir. Because I say that krava of both kvasim, the kohanim are allowed to eat the shtei halechem. And when you're doing the avodos on one matir, and have a mashevet chutzlis mano on the other matir, it does not become pigul. A kohen that does kmitza to a mincha with the machshevet chutzlis mano. He has a machshevet chutzlis mano that he will eat a part of the mincha which is not normally eaten after the allotted time, such as the kmitz and the levain, which is niftar on the mizbeach, is not eaten by the kohen, but he has a machshevet that he's going to eat them the next day, or he has a machshava when he does a kmita to be makdir chutzlis mano, a part of the mincha which is not normally nikter. His machshava was to be makdir the shirayim of the mincha the next day, and the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim, it's not nikter on the mizbeach. This machshava will not make the mincha, and the people of the mincha is kosher, and this is not called a machshava, as butler daito eto kohado. His das that is going to be makdir something which is normally eaten, or vice versa, it's batal to everybody else's das, and nobody else has a machshava like that, so that's not called a machshava, and does not make the mincha into pigul. Rabbi Eliezer passes the mincha in such a case. He holds that a machshava like this is called a machshava, so therefore this machshava is chutzlis mano, makes the mincha into pigul. Lecho dover shedarko lecho, lahakter dover shedarko lahakter. Pachas mikizai is kosher. If when he does the kmita of the mincha, or any of the other avodos of the mincha, he has a machshava chutzlis mano to eat chutzlis ma, part of the mincha which is normally eaten, but the machshava was to eat less than a kezayit after the allotted time, or his machshava chutzlis ma was to be makter part of the mincha which is normally nikter chutzlis mano, but his machshava was to be makter pachas mekezayit chutzlis mano. In such a case, the mincha is kosher. As even though he had a machshavas chutzlis mano on something that's normally eaten, or on something that's normally nifter, since the machshava was on pachas mekezayit, the mincha is kosher. As to make the mincha into pigul, you have to have a machshava on at least a kezayit for it. Lechol kechati zayit, ula hakter kechati zayit, kosher. She'ein achila v'aktara mitzdorfa. If when he did one of the four avodas of the mincha, he had a machshava chutzlis mano or chutzlis komo to eat cheti zayit and to be makter cheti zayit chutzlis mano or chutzlis komo. If machshava was that he would eat half a kezayit for the shirayim chutzlis mano or chutzlis komo, and he would be makter half a kezayit for the kmitz chutzlis mano or chutzlis komo, the mincha is kosher, as we cannot be mistarif, we cannot combine achila and haktara to form a kezayit, even though his machshava was on an entire kezayit. Since the machshava for half a kezayit was on achila, and for the other half a kezayit was on haktara, we cannot combine the two half kezayit to form a kezayit at the pasul gemina.